Thanks Radio's update with Christian Jones.
Fast to my good afternoon. It's 5 o'clock on Thursday, the 22nd of May. I'm Christian Jones and this is Update. Welcome into 30 minutes of all the latest news, sport and travel compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's newsroom. Tonight, Treasury insists the Isle of Man's economy is not under pressure after facing questions from politicians. The Isle of Man government has made its first seizure of illegal sandwich filler. And the island's national women's cricket squad is confident ahead of its debut in the ICC Women's World Cup qualifiers. All those stories and more, do get in touch if you want to comment on anything you hear. Text WhatsApp to 166177 or email studio@manxradio.com. First of all, though, let's join Siobhan Fletcher for the latest news headlines. Fastamai, Siobhan.
Fastamai. Government has confirmed around 5 kilograms of imported meat and cheese has been seized from two people arriving in Douglas today. It follows a ban implemented in April aimed at preventing the spread of foot and mouth disease. The Treasury Minister says he remains optimistic about the island's economy despite a number of challenges in recent months. Alex Allinson's comments come after a number of high-profile e-gaming companies surrendered their island licences, regulatory fines in the financial sector and police investigations into organised crime on the Isle of Man. A group of residents on Ballinard Road, Norwood Drive and Manor Hotel Drive have started a community campaign against a proposed planning application by Douglas Council. The local authority is looking to build a construction compound on a playing field next to the road, whilst it carries out its refurbishment of its social housing stock in the area. Douglas Central MHK Anne Caller says she understands the residents' concerns.
For me, really, it's about listening to those concerns and trying to help them with signposting, supporting them through whatever process has come now.
An island-based company has been fined almost £50,000 after being found to have breached anti-money laundering regulations. The Isle of Man Financial Services Authority handed IPSL a civil penalty of £48,356. The electronic red flag system around the Snaefell mountain course is set to be tested tomorrow morning between 6:30 and 7:30 a.m, forming part of the TT Races safety management system. Further afield, Sir Keir Starmer signed an agreement to hand over sovereignty of the Chagos Islands to Mauritius in a deal that will cost £101 million per year. The deal involves leasing back a crucial military base on Diego Garcia for 99 years. Two Israeli embassy staff have been shot dead as they were leaving an event at the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. And Tottenham will hold an open-top bus parade to celebrate their Europa League win in North London tomorrow. There are your headlines. I'll have your news at 6.
Gurumaya, thank you for that, Siobhan. Let's take a quick look at the weather now, brought to you by Manx Glass and Glazing. Sunny spells this evening, then clear overnight with light winds and temperatures down to around 9 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow, though, sunny at first, turning cloudy during the afternoon, then rain arriving in the evening. Rain, that's unfortunate. Light, moderate south or southwest wind, top temperature of 15 degrees Celsius.
Manx Glass and Glazing can supply and install single, double and triple glazing. Call 674-573 or visit the showroom on the Snugbra Trading Estate.
If you run a small business or just need more room in the back, Delshaw Vehicles has the perfect van or light commercial for all your needs and can sort out any finance. Based in the Tremode Estate, view filshorevehicles.im or call 49 51 49.
A great night's sleep got even better with Zed's Bedding Store. From quality Beldorm bed linen and mattress protectors, fleece and woven throws to luxury duvets from the fine bedding company, Zed's Bedding Ramsey, next to Isle of Man Bank.
SMS Trading have moved to 3 St Paul's Square, Ramsey. For flat pack to fully built, new or second-hand furniture, SMS Trading offer all island delivery and man-in-a-van service. Call 315151 or find SMS Trading on Facebook.
At Bigode Cashery, we have been caring for animals for over 50 years. As a cashery, we care for customers' cats and treat them as our own. Contact Bigode Cattery on 676 947 or find Bigode Cattery on Facebook.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Approaching 5 minutes past five now, and in recent months you may have spotted news stories about police investigations into organised crime, e-gaming firms surrendering their licences and some companies receiving regulatory fines. On the surface, it may look like the Isle of Man's economy is under some pressure, but the Treasury Minister insists that's not the case. Alex Allenson was questioned about the strength of the economy earlier this week.
With increasing regulation about money laundering and things like that, we've seen fines and things like that being brought in by the regulators, but also the e-gaming sector. And we've seen a reduction in the amount of licences and some high-profile involvement of the police in one or two organisations who've been linked with organised crime. And so there were some concerns there. But what I tried to stress was that really our economy is still very resilient. It's still very diverse. It doesn't rely on one particular sector. And it has huge strengths and also huge potential. And I remain very optimistic about economic growth.
Putting on rose-tinted spectacles is one thing. Surely to goodness, though, you have to acknowledge that there are people with real concerns in the Manx economy.
Absolutely. I'm not saying everything is rosy. Absolutely not. We've gone through some incredibly difficult periods as a nation, and we will continue to do so. Some of the stresses that we're seeing are not going to go away, particularly when you look at the demographic changes, the expenses of providing universal healthcare, education, making sure we've got connectivity. All those are ongoing issues the government are addressing. What I would say, though, is for any of your listeners who are concerned about the economy, go on the government website, look at the economic dashboard. We have all the real-time data available there in terms of the number of people in jobs, the number of people on unemployment benefit, their ages, how long they've been in there, the state of the government reserves, what they're like, in real terms. Those are upgraded every week. If you look at the long-term graphs, what you will see is remarkable stability for our economy and our people over the last 10 years.
Treasury Minister Alex Allenson speaking there, approaching 7 minutes past five now, and ensuring children are school ready when they enter the education system is one of the driving forces behind an initiative designed to help develop parental support in the Isle of Man. The Health and Lifestyle Survey is running until the 28th of May and is part of an ongoing work being carried out in partnership with the Department of Education, Sport and Culture. Cabinet Office Minister David Ashford has been speaking about the survey to Simon Richardson.
So the Health and Lifestyle Survey is a rolling programme of surveys that Public Health runs in order to gather up-to-date information on the main risk factors affecting the population on the island. So this year the focus has been on parental support. As part of the island plan, Public Health's working to address the early intervention priorities. This survey will allow them to better understand the current pressures and priorities for children's parents and guardians. The survey is for parents and guardians with children up to the age of 11, so it's the two entry points of school readiness.
Now, more and more these days, and this isn't just in the Isle of Man, of course, we hear of very young children, for example, starting school without many of the basic skills required. This could be anything, I suppose, from poor language and communication skills to even toilet training. Is this an increasing problem in schools in the Isle of Man?
Speaking to nursery providers, which I've spoken to, and also to some of those I know in education, it is a growing problem. It is a problem that people are seeing coming through, and we need to better understand that. We need to understand what the underlying causes are and what help and support we can give to parents to ensure that their children develop and that when they get to the school environment, they're ready to learn.
And I suppose it's important that as many parents and carers as possible provide feedback for surveys like this.
It is, and it's very encouraging. So far, the survey's had 837 responses, which is a lot more than I think Public Health were hoping for. And it's also, you know, a lot more than we normally see sometimes with surveys that government goes out and does. So all credit to the Public Health team. They have pushed this. They have tried to make it engaging and they've been getting the response. But obviously, the more responses we get, the better quality of data and the better things that we and policy we can develop to actually support families in the future.
I suppose the first 5 years of a child's life are particularly important in terms of learning those skills and social norms required.
They are. Study after study shows that the first few years of a child's life and the progress that's made and the things that they learn, the environment that they grow up in, is absolutely crucial to later development. And that's been shown time and time again in studies across the world. And what we want to ensure here on Ireland is that we create the conditions for families on the island to flourish and ensure that all parents have both the emotional, financial and practical support they need to be able to bring up their children. And in terms of the children, it's about providing a safe, secure and nurturing environment to grow up in.
Cabinet Office Minister David Ashford there speaking to Simon Richardson.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Now, an Ireland-based company has been fined almost £50,000 after being found to have breached anti-money laundering regulations. The Isle of Man Financial Services Authority handed IPSL a civil penalty of £48,356, discounted by 30%. Sean Cowper has the details on this one.
The regulator identified a number of contraventions relating to its anti-money laundering and countering the financing of terrorism code during an inspection of IPSL. A meeting in July 2023 found there were considerable gaps in the firm's control framework and overall understanding of risk. The FSA says the firm did not consider all risk factors, didn't demonstrate it had adequate procedures and controls for new relationships, and undertook no ongoing monitoring or screening of customers for exposure to sanctions. IPSL also failed to establish, record, operate, or maintain procedures and controls relating to assessing risk, including monitoring transactions and testing compliance with legislation. The authority found the seriousness of the breaches merit a fine being imposed in the higher penalty bracket, but a 30% discount was applied to reflect that the company cooperated with the authority. The FSA says it's essential firms stay up to date with the evolving anti-money laundering framework, adding that it's committed to working with industry to enhance the Isle of Man's ability to meet international standards.
Sean Cowper with that report there, and you can find more details on that over at manxradio.com. 11 minutes past five now, and a group of residents on Ballinard Road and Norwood Drive have started a community campaign against a proposed planning application by Douglas Council. The local authority is looking to build a construction compound on the playing field next to the road while it carries out its refurbishment of its social housing stock in the area. However, the residents are lodging an objection to this. The council sent a letter, which was seen by Manx Radio, to those households, whilst other properties adjoining to the site were not notified. It doesn't include timelines, a map, or details about the duration of the works. However, the letter does say the site will be temporary and will be as inconspicuous as possible. It's also confirmed the site will be needed for several years. The owner of the property closest to the playing field says if it goes ahead, there will be a massive impact on people.
The problem that we're all having, which is going to affect, you know, the whole road, especially me that I live on the field and I'm the closest house to the field. The Douglas Borough Council, they're going to put a big compound on the field. They're going to turn it into a building site, basically, which is going to have a massive impact on everyone. Noise, light pollution, children won't be able to play there anymore, and people really rely on the field every day, and we're worried about that, really.
And you mentioned in this meeting that you'd had a previous meeting with one of the councillors themselves. Would you be able to speak about how that went?
Myself, I felt very deflated after that meeting, as well as my neighbours did as well, and my partner. They weren't very clear on their answers, why they were putting it there. It was basically what I got from it is we're putting it there whether you like it or not.
And what is the compound going to be used for? Do you know at the moment?
So the compound is going to be used for refurb of the whole Williston housing estate. They said it was going to be a temporary compound. We're more than aware it's not going to be a temporary compound. It's going to be more of a permanent one because it's going to go on for over 10 years.
Well, let's turn our attention now to Scott, who's 11. He said he learned to ride his bike on that field.
It means a lot to me because I tend to walk my dog there. I learned to ride my bike there. I play there with my friends. And when I play football, the football doesn't go into the road. It doesn't disturb anyone. And it's just a safe environment to play. Yeah, I'm going to try and use AI to generate a compound to estimate what it would look like using the plans.
Also at the meeting was Douglas Central MHK Anne Corlett, who said she'll be supporting the residents where possible.
I can really understand residents' concerns. And for me, really, it's about listening to those concerns and trying to help them with signposting, supporting them through whatever process has come now. I had no idea that this was proposed, so I rang the council and the planning department really to find out what was going on and what was being proposed. I think there may have been some crosswires. There was some confusion because a report had said that they were looking at a site on Greenfield Road, and as that turns out, it's not. It's the Greenfield on Ballinard Road. So there was some confusion, but we sorted that out and council assured me it was this site. So I just think there's a lot more information to come forward, actually.
Looks like that will be one to watch. We have contacted Douglas Council for comment. Nothing back yet, though. Right, you've been waiting for it, so here you go. Around 5 kilograms of imported meat and cheese has been seized from two people arriving in Douglas today. It follows a ban implemented in April aimed at preventing the spread of foot and mouth disease, as Siobhan Fletcher reports.
The pair arrived on the island in a camper van, having travelled from Europe. More than 4 kilograms of cooked meats and 11 packets of cheese, totalling 0.8 kilograms, were confiscated by customs and immigration officers. The seizure is the first that's been made since the ban was implemented in line with UK regulations. The import restrictions make it illegal to bring common items such as sandwiches, cured meats and cheese from EU and European Economic Area countries for personal use. Government confirmed the seized products will be held while the vehicle owners are formally contacted and added that if the matter proceeds to court, they could face a significant fine. Dr. Amy Beckett, who's the island's chief veterinary officer, said there are currently no foot and mouth cases in the British Isles and we're acting to keep it that way. Anyone who suspects foot and mouth disease should call DEFA immediately on 01624 685 844.
Well, there we have it. Authorities really getting to the meat of the matter. I'll see myself out. Siobhan Fletcher, thank you for that report.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Well, let's take a look at the roads to start. In Douglas, there are temporary lights on the Newcastle Town Road between Springfield Road and Anacle Lane for repairs to a collapsed wall. Tomorrow, the mountain roads will be closing from 9:30 until 4:30 in the afternoon, and that is while the one-way system for the TT is set up. When the road reopens at 4:30, it'll be one way from the Ramsey Hairpin to the Craigna Bar in the direction of the course, right through till 9:30 on Tuesday the 10th. Of June. Also tomorrow, the first session of the pre-TT races at Balaun gets underway, which means the Balaun circuit will be closed tomorrow evening between 6 and 9.40. That's everything we're aware of, but if you do spot anything on your travels, do let us know. Text WhatsApp to 166 177 or email studio@manxradio.com. Over at the steam packet, everything looks fine over there. And at the airport, just have a look at the departures and arrival boards. Not seeing anything there, so everything looks like it's going to time.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre, with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside. You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Do you fancy doing some Zumba? Well, Isle of Man residents are invited to attend a wellbeing session and a Zumba masterclass with an international instructor on Saturday and Sunday. Steve Boat, an educational specialist and local instructor Michelle Poser, spoke to Chanel Suku ahead of the event.
He went down so well a few years ago at the Workplace Wellbeing Conference, but we thought we'd invite him back. And on the 24th, he's coming to Sunset Lakes in Peel, and he's going to give an amazing transformational talk.
The first time when I got invited, I actually had to go on Google Maps to find out where is Isle of Man. And now I'm spreading the happiness of Isle of Man to everybody, because I think it's such an amazing place. And I know that in the Isle of Man, everybody already has a very good level of happiness. I can feel it when I'm there. So I'm super, super excited to be back. So on Saturday, I actually do the workshop Everyday Happiness. And then on Sunday, we're going to have a Zumba masterclass. People sometimes get afraid of the word masterclass, but it is open for everybody. It's just a very fun class. And it's where we connect with movement and dance, which actually activates your endorphins, which makes people very happy. And that's also one of the main purposes of a Zumba class.
The way I like to think about it is there are certain roads you can go down, and sometimes things happen to you which have come out of the blue. So the idea is that we're going to try and figure out a way of it to be a little bit less switchback road and a little bit more Balamoda. The masterclass, that is going to be amazing on Sunday. So it's not just Steve, it is all of the Isle of Man Zumba instructors coming together. And it's such a joyful session, and you will feel the joy for weeks afterwards. So, you know, getting in shape is good, but it's all about the mental health thing, you know, the positivity, the vibes that you're going to get from either session, actually. You know, if it's sunny outside, fabulous. And if it's raining outside, well, this is the time to get in, have some fun together. And, you know, I'm not sure what this weekend is going to bring, but who knows? Come and enjoy yourselves anyway.
And that's Steve Boat and Michelle Poser speaking to Chanel Suku there. If you are interested, the Saturday event at Sunset Lakes in Peel start at 10 in the morning. Sundays is being held at Port St Mary Town Hall from 2:30.
TT 2025 is almost here and Manx Radio Motorsport will be on the air to bring you every moment of the action.
Davey Todd, you are a senior TT winner.
Mate, that's something special right there, isn't it?
Practice and race commentary, interviews with all the top riders, along with the latest weather and travel updates. We'll also bring you the pre-TT practice and race sessions at the Valam Circuit.
Listen at motorsport.manxradio.com, our smartphone app, DAB and AM 1368.
It all starts tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock with our pre-TT coverage getting underway from 6.
Manx Radio Motorsport, the best biking station in the world. Brought to you by Kawasaki Insurance.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
21 minutes past five now, and TT debutant Mitch Reeves says he can't wait to head down Bray Hill for the first time at the 2025 races. The 32-year-old multiple New Zealand and Formula One Superbike champion will be part of the Milenko by Padgett's motorcycle team for his maiden appearance at the Racing Fortnight.
Can't wait, to be honest. Obviously been waiting a little while to do it, so yeah, really looking forward to it.
And of course, you're no stranger to those who are involved in the TT already, because you've come up against a few of them in the respective Superbike Championships a few times as well. So what have other riders told you about the TT before you decided to come?
Obviously, you know, spent a bit of time with Davey and Pete, so, you know, obviously two great guys to give you a good sort of insight into what we're looking at. So yeah, just everyone obviously the boys that do it love it, so it's just excited to get into it.
New Zealand has a great reputation with the TT. A certain Bruce Anstey is still in a lot of hearts, really, for what he's done for the TT as well. So to be continuing New Zealand's tradition of being involved, how proud does that make you feel?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, we've had a couple of guys. We had Jay Lawrence and Dan Medham. They were sort of 2018, 2019, I think it was. So yeah, for me, it's great to, you know, it's been a little bit of a break since them and obviously Bruce, so yeah, it's great to get the New Zealand flag back flying over here.
There are some people who say that it takes several years to fully master the mountain course, whoever you are as well. So what are your ambitions in this first year?
To be fair, I've come with that intention, is to come here and enjoy it. Like, I enjoy riding bikes and that's why I'm here. Like, I wouldn't be here for any other reason, you know, so just go out, enjoy the ride and go and do something new.
Enjoyment as well. It's not just for the fans, but it's obviously for those who take part in it. Everyone says it is completely different to anything else you'll do as well. How important is it that the TT has that draw, has that enjoyment, whether you're a competitor or a spectator, that makes it stand out?
It's, how do you even compare it to anything else? You know, like, it, you talk motorcycles and people talk TT.
TT debutant Mitch Reeves speaking to sports editor Rob Pritchard. We'll be joined by him in just a moment, but for now, the Isle of Man national women's national cricket team is confident ahead of its debut in the ICC Women's World Cup qualifiers in Rome next week. The island's cricket development officer, Greg Wright, explains how the squad have prepared for the tournament.
We've just returned from Cyprus a couple of weeks ago, where we played in a quadrangular tournament, which we won 3, lost 3 in there, finished second, which was warm-up for the World Cup qualifiers, which will be the first time we've done that and a real challenge. But we're quietly confident. We've got a good group of girls, good set of girls. It's a big step up for us, but we'll see how we go.
How has the level of the senior cricket developed over the past few years?
We're holding our own. We've sat in the men's, we've sat around 40, 45. We're holding our own in that. We'd like to get higher up the rankings. Mm. We've got a bit of work to do. Hopefully having the new centre will give more access to facilities, more access to training, and then we can develop from there. We've been a bit tied with what we've been able to do. the women were 34, 35, I think, and holding her own there as well. So we do okay. We do all right. We've had girls cricket in clubs now for 3-4 years, girls league cricket. This is the third year. We've got 8 women's softball teams playing on a Monday night regularly in clubs, probably 120 to 150 women. We're driving some new initiatives this year with under 16 softball girls festivals to try and get more of the younger girls playing around and with their peers. There's been a real growth and a real interest. We've got the women's national team as well who go away and play, so there's the icing on the cherry and the top of the cake. And then with the men, there's focus later on in the year to go across to potentially go to Guernsey and play in some T20i ranking competitions over there with Guernsey and Belgium. And then they head off to Spain later on in the year to the T10 competition at the Cartama Oval in Spain.
That's the island's cricket development officer, Greg Wright. And I told you we'd be back. We're joined now by sports editor Rob Pritchard. Probably one of the busiest times of the year. What can you tell us, Fastamai?
Fastamai, Christian. Well, naturally, you probably think we are going to be starting with some TT-related news that's only come through to us this afternoon, actually. It's been confirmed Manx motorcycle racer Jamie Kringle has made a late move to Baytham's AGN Racing for the 1000cc races at TT 2025. The Douglas rider steps in to replace Craig Neave, who was injured during the Northwest 200 race meeting in Northern Ireland earlier this month. Well, Kringle's new team for this year's event will see him ride similar machinery to the AGR Motorsports Honda Fireblade he'd previously been due to contest the Superbike, Superstock and Senior races on. The Ireland competitor is sending his best wishes to Craig for a speedy recovery. In athletics, a half-marathon victory, a US meeting record and personal bests have been among a number of strong performances by Alabama athletes across the world in the last few days. 8 senior competitors have been involved in a series of different events, including 2 out in the USA. Among the headlines, across the Atlantic, David Malarkey won the 10,000 metre title at the Big Sky Conference Outdoor Championships in Sacramento, California, whilst representing Northern Arizona University. His time of 29 minutes, 23.03 seconds also broke a meeting record which had stood for 35 years. In the UK, Corin Leeming impressed as he continues his recovery from injury to win the recent Chester Half Marathon in 1 hour, 7 minutes and 21 seconds. Meanwhile, Ollie Lockley and Erica Lockley both took on the recent Great Manchester Run 10km race on the 18th of May. Ollie finished 13th at a time of 29 minutes 26 seconds. Erica posted a time of 41 minutes and 24 seconds. Elsewhere, the Isle of Man are 2 representatives of Oren Smith and Emily Mulcreest in the Ultra Trail Snowdonia event. In the 100-mile race there, Smith finished 14th. Mulcreest competed the 25km race, finishing 6th.
Thank you very much, Rob. Well, that is it for Update this evening. Thanks very much to newsreader Siobhan Fletcher. Do remember that if there's anything you heard tonight that you want to dive into in a bit more depth, do head on over to manxradio.com. We've got a wide range of podcasts there, including the Manx Newscast. Up next is Island Life. Chris Kinley's here with greatest hits from 6 o'clock. Maurice Powell will be taking the reins from 9, and then Rhian Evans has got you covered with After Hours from 10 o'clock. I'll be back with you tomorrow, so until then, take care. Bye-bye for now.